A few days ago, I received an email from Dr. Jeff Price, who is with the Tyndall Climate Change Center in the UK and used to be with the American Bird Conservancy. Jeff had some very practical and helpful thoughts about ways we can reduce the impact of our travel on climate. He writes, "As one of the researchers at Tyndall Climate Change Center, we are, of course, concerned about travel and emissions. Internally, we have a travel tracker that we are all supposed to use to help us decide if a given trip is necessary or not. Even within the center, we have a broad spectrum of people and attitudes, from Kevin Anderson, who took the train from the UK to China for one meeting, even though it took weeks total travel time round trip, to people like myself who use offsets and consider the costs and benefits of a trip. So there is a range of views." Jeff suggests some ways of mitigating the damage done by our travel. He writes, "Almost all airlines offer offsets at the time you purchase a ticket. Depending on the length of the flight, these are about $5 and are run through an independently audited account to make sure they are doing what they're supposed to do. These are much better than the offsetting projects of the past and generally do what they set out to do. The problem is that you may not know or approve of what the offsets are used for." He notes Delta has used it to purchase forest land in Chile, but others might use it on energy efficiency. Jeff goes on, "In that case, a little extra work can make sure that the offsets really are for the birds. Some of the bird tour companies have their own offsetting, and they tell you exactly what is being done with the money, often preserving an amount of land in the tropics or reforestation projects in the tropics. The World Land Trust has a carbon calculator on their website for flights, and you can purchase their offsets through them and know the types of projects it is benefiting." Then Jeff talks about how we can mitigate the damage we do in the rest of our life. He says, "I do not know the situation where you are, but in many parts of the U.S. and U.K., you can make the choice to purchase 100% renewable energy. Alternatively, the World Land Trust has carbon calculators for many other aspects of day-to-day activities that individuals can choose to offset." Jeff adds, "I have no affiliation with World Land Trust, and it is possible other NGOs do something similar, so this is something positive you can do and potentially could be the topic of a future podcast." Well, Jeff's suggestions are excellent ones. He even inspired me to make a donation of £100 to the World Land Trust. Coming up with positive actions that people can do to protect this world we all share is important and is ever so much more inspiring and constructive than criticizing or shaming others. Each of us is different in our personal needs in order to make our life meaningful and valuable, and each of us is different in our approaches to making a positive impact and what we need to do to recharge our batteries to keep making a positive impact. Lang Elliott, who makes most of the natural sounds recordings I use to produce this program, wrote, "Even if our Earthship is sinking due to climate change, rampant development, etc., it remains imperative that we retain our ability to touch the miracle and to smile, laugh, embrace, and love without judgment. Otherwise, we will not be able to live happily and react to life's challenges with sanity and forethought." I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.